We find ourselves in Parak Daled in chapter 4 in Shmuel Aleph, and it is here that the Navi describes a great battle between the Jewish people and the Plishtim. And amazingly enough, the Philistine army had beaten back the Jewish army in their first encounters, but then the Jews, mistakenly so, Am Yisrael takes the ark out to war. And although this had tragic consequences at the end of the Parak, remember again there were staggering losses, the Arn was taken by the Plishtim, but amazingly enough, when the Plishtim see that the Arn is being brought out to war, they become very scared. And actually the Pasuk says, Vayishmu plishtim es kol ha'trua, vayomru ma'kol ha'trua gdola azoz machane ha'ivrim. They hear this shofar blast. They say, what is this? And they knew that the Aron had come out with the Jews to battle. And the Pasuk says, this is in Pasuk Zayin, verse 7. Vayiru ha'plishtim ki omru ba'elokim ela machane. And the plishtim became fearful because they said, now God is literally traveling. God is coming with the Jews. Vayomru oy lanu ki lo haysa kazos esmol shoshon. What's going to be? Who's going to save us? And then in Pasuk Tes, they say something amazing. So this is now like the Plishtim speaking to themselves. And they say, Hischasku v'yiyu la'anoshim Plishtim. Be strong. Be men, Philistines. Giving themselves tremendous chizuk. Be strong. Be men. Do not cower in front of the Jewish people. And the Malbim says something very beautiful over here. The Malbim says, what does it mean when they say, be strong, hischasku, be strong and become men? Ke'omer, Al tihiyu behemus, asher lo yiskabru al b'nei elim li'olam. So this is really incredible. The Malbim says that one of the qualities that man possesses over animals is the notion of bravery. I guess the Malbim understands that, like in the animal kingdom, so there's instinct, right? There are apex animals, there are predatory animals. So if you're not an apex animal, you're not going to summon up the courage to fight one. If you're not a predatory animal, you're not going to find the courage to fight a predatory animal. You'll simply run. Man has this capacity for bravery. And what bravery really means is the ability not to cower in front of the things that you fear, but rather to confront them. So how profound is it? The Plishtim are scared. The Plishtim are scared because the Aron is here. But yet the Plishtim gives themselves chizik, hischasku, be strong. V'yula anashim, be a man. Don't be an animal. What does it mean to be a man? Don't cower and run in front of the things you fear, or don't run from, don't cower in front of the things that you fear. Rather, when you fear something, face it. And although, again, of course, it's tragic for us to learn this lesson from the Plishtim, but as the Mishneh Pirkei Avos says, Ezu chacham alomit mikol adam, who is wise, one who is able to learn from every individual. And the Plishtim teaches us this incredible, incredible lesson. In life, you have a choice. You could be an animal or you could be a man. Animals run when confronted with something they fear. But we human beings, we people, and certainly Am Yisrael, have the capacity for bravery. We need not run from the things we fear. We need not run from the things that we feel can overpower us. But we can summon up our inner strength, summon up our inner ability to confront, to face our challenges head on. That is the only path to success.